Good morning and congratulations.
Well, congratulations to 50 Ann Arbor nonprofits, but most especially the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation, which actually is a community foundation for Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, and Plymouth. It's really not just Ann Arbor. It is the area.
Celebrating 50 years in the community and
serving the
community and raising a whole lot of money for 50 different nonprofits.
That's right. The Ann Arbor Community Foundations and the Beatles both invaded our lives 50 years ago. So it's they're both good things. And yes, they had a challenge gift that was collectively $500,000, and their desire was to have the community match that with $500,000 by having 50 agencies each raise $10,000. However, the
$1.9 million,
the community raised almost $1.4 million.
Yeah, that's extraordinary.
With their matches, it was almost $2 million. So anyway, it was just outstanding. So, you know,
Safe House, Food Gatherers, Michigan, all these great organizations.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood, the ARC, Hope Clinic, Alpha House, 826 Michigan, Ann Arbor Hospice, Ann Arbor Symphony, SOS Community Center, Dawn Farms, and on and on. And again, 49 other or agencies other than the Michigan Theater. And Michigan Theater actually got more donations. We didn't get the most dollar amount. We were in the top 10, but we got more donations than anyone else, and we were
flabbergasted.
Amazed.
Yeah.
We were amazed, just smiling greatly.
I'm always impressed and inspired by the generosity of the community in this area.
That is the big takeaway. This is an amazing community for lots of reasons, but the generosity of the people who live here and their willingness and passion to support things that they consider valuable. Again, whether it's a Safe House, whether it's Food Gatherers just did an outstanding job. The Hope Clinic, I mean, just on, it was remarkable. So congratulations to the
Absolutely.
Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation.
And happy 50th.
For their vision.
Yeah.
For happy 50th to them. It was a national day of giving. So there were many community foundations around the country that did this, but this was the first time it was done in our area. Well, we've been talking about Cinetopia, and it's coming up June 4th through 8th in Ann Arbor and Detroit, and tickets go on sale to the public tomorrow. So you can go on to the Michigan Theater website or to the CinetopiaFestival.org website and check out the tickets at that point in time. There's some pretty well-reviewed films. Well, there's one well-reviewed film. I think opening at the Multiplex. Neighbors, which stars Seth Rogen, Zac Efron, and Rose Byrne.
Which seems like an odd casting.
It does, yes. Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne play this, relatively young couple with a baby, and they are forced to live next door to a fraternity at a college campus. There's a lot of residents.
That's kind of something that may resonate around here,
and in lots of our communities. And they try to get along with the fraternity and show how youthful and hip they are, even though they're young parents. But soon it all breaks down. And Zac Efron is the
head of the fraternity,
leader
right.
of the fraternity, who's kind of a party guy. And he's
we all know that guy.
Yeah, Zac Efron has gotten very good reviews for his performance. And Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne. I mean, Rose Byrne also has some very, very good reviews. So anyway, generally positive reviews. If you're looking for a comedy this weekend, Neighbors may be the thing to check out. And we'll see how it does at the box office.
There are other options.
That's right. Mom's Night Out is about these ladies who just really want to go out and have a good time, and they leave their children with the husbands, and everything falls apart.
Bridesmaids with different scenery?
Well, it's actually targeted at the faith-based crowd, and some of the criticisms are that it kind of sends a kind of odd message that the message for Mom's Night Out is moms shouldn't go out.
Yeah, that's not the right message, I don't think.
Anyway, we'll see how that does.
I know a lot of moms that would object wholeheartedly.
Yeah, that's right. And then The Legend of Oz, which is an animated 3D film based on the great grandson Stanton Baum's story has gotten really bad reviews to the point that it's like, the reviewers are going, I don't understand why this wasn't released direct to video. It's got a great voice cast. It's got Bernadette Peters and Kelsey Grammer and Martin Short and Jim Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, but the reviews are pretty sketchy. The Legend of Oz, Dorothy's Return, fails to make us care about the characters or their journey, and the animation is shoddy and occasionally creepy.
I'd almost like to watch just to find the creepy part.
Legends of Oz, Dorothy Returns may not be the thing to see this week.
89.1 WEMU, you're listening to Cinema Chat. David Fair sitting alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins. And what about downtown?
A lot of folks are going to be interested in seeing Only Lovers Left Alive, which is Jim Jarmusch's new film. It's actually set in Detroit and Tangiers. It's got
because they go together.
Well, it's mostly set in Detroit, and it's about this group of vampires. And,
of course.
It's one of the reviews says, this is the oddest of Jim Jarmusch's odd story collection, but in many ways, his most compelling work. The acting performances by Tilda Swinton are extremely well reviewed.
Well, she's good in everything she does.
Absolutely. And the Rolling Stone, Peter Travers says, Jarmusch, as ever, has the power to sneak up on you. He's a spellbinder. The same goes for the whole movie. It's about these underground musicians who's deeply depressed by the direction of human activities, and he reunites with a resilient and enigmatic lover who is the Tilda Swinton character. And,
you know, it actually sounds like a very interesting movie. At the same time, I find myself continually getting angry at Anne Rice for starting this whole vampire craze through Twilight, and it just won't seemingly end.
It started long before that.
Oh, well, of course. Bram Stoker and the rest. But nonetheless, it came to modern popularity.
That's right. Well, Bob Mondello of NPR said, a vampire flick as only Jim Jarmusch would have ever conceived it, languid, poetic, world-weary, and crammed with hipster in-jokes. So anyway, a lot of folks...
I'm too old for hipster. Yeah,
well, that's just you. I'm older than you, but I try. So anyway, Only Lovers Left, you can check it out. Jude Law is in a film called Dom Hemingway, and, Jude Law was one of those beautiful young men, and in this movie, he gives up the beautiful part. He plays a rough and tumble ex-con who's trying to keep out of the criminal life but keeps getting sucked back into it. The odd thing about this movie, and it plays at the State Theater, is that it's gotten very strong reviews for the performances and the script, and it's also been criticized as kind of scenery-chewing and over-the-top in terms of the script. But anyway...
Yeah, it worked for Scarface.
It did. And this is a comedy. It's a broad comedy. So Jude Law plays a character who's been in prison for 12 years, and he sets off with his partners looking to keep out of the world of safe cracking, which is what he was known for. The general consensus is that Jude Law is clearly having fun as Dom Hemingway, but viewers find it to be purposely evasive, abrasive, and the gangster dramedy isn't quite enjoyable for everyone. But if you're a Jude Law fan, you want to go check this out. And this is kind of a hit on the art house circuit, so go check it out. And then at Sundance, I saw a wonderful animated family picture called Ernest and Celestine. So this is definitely better than the Oz film. and it's about a mouse and a mouse family and a bear family. And the mouse family lives underground and they're deathly afraid of bears. You can understand why. Ernest is a bear who's kind of a goofball, a good-natured guy, but likes sweets and snacks too much. And Celestine has this really positive notion that bears and mice can get along. And in fact, they do in this particular dynamic. It's originally a French film, but it's got a wonderful English voice cast: Forrest Whitaker, Lauren Bacall, William Macy, Megan Mullally, and Nick Offerman, to name a few. So Ernest and Celestine is only playing for a few shows, May 11th through 13th at the Michigan Theater. And then Catherine Deneuve, who as a young woman was in Repulsion and The Umbrellas of Cherbourg and Belle de Jour,
she switched almost exclusively to French film and foreign film after a while.
Well, that's she's French.
Well, I know, but for a while she was very popular in American cinema as well.
She did a few, but yeah, she's really an icon of French cinema. And in this particular film, she plays, as you might expect, a beauty queen who is well past her beauty queen days. She's in her 70s. She gets fed up with life. She was jilted by her lover, and she goes on a car ride just out in the country to get away from the family restaurant that she is running and is facing some troubles. Well, she renews her ties with her estranged daughter and grandson, and all kinds of wacky and interesting things happen. So anyway, Hitchcock series with North by Northwest and Psycho this week. And there's a lot to see at the movies. And don't forget,
Cinetopia on sale tomorrow.
Go check it out. And members can already buy tickets.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's installment of Cinema Chat. We'll do it all again next week. You listen to Cinema Chat exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.